It's trash to say it. This is a step below this one. All right, let me take you off this one real quick. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Progressive Action TV show. Yes, like I said, this is becoming a nightly thing. As long as the information is coming, and I feel like it's important for you guys to see, we are going to discuss it. We're going to discuss it. Y'all see the title of the show today. Why is 50 Cent really mad at Diddy? We're going to talk about the MTA subway scanners. It's a new program that they got going down there. That's what you say, down there. Searching for weapons or whatever. And we're also going to talk about, would you ride with these people? Y'all going to see who these people are that I'm talking about. Now, y'all already know the program. You could call in live. The phone lines are open tonight. You could call in 563-999-3714. You could donate to the platform, $Progressive Action 100. And if you're watching this video right now, make sure to hit that like button. We got to break the algorithm. That's the only way to break the algorithm is to show people that you're interested in the video. So make sure that you hit that like button and let's get that cracking. Now, the first thing that I want to talk about, I've been running this for y'all for the past few shows. We got to make this event super successful. It's called The Power of She. The Power of She is this Saturday. Now, I'm not going to get too much into it today. You want to know why? Because I got my brother, Champ NEO, in the building today. What's going on, bro?
Peace, my brother. How you doing, man? Thank you for having me.
No problem, man. I see that, you know, you got a dope event coming up called The Power of She. I want you, you know, I've been talking about it. I think it's only right that they hear from you today.
Yeah, now, first and foremost, thank you for this. You know, it's Women's Appreciation Month, Women's History Month. So I felt like last month I was in a think tank and I felt like it was important that something be done to appreciate the woman in media and entertainment. And I feel like a lot of times women aren't given their flowers that are in that field. And it's a lot of times, a matter of fact, like 99% of the time, it's the woman behind the scenes creating the dynamics for artists, for creators, for entertainers. They're the ones pulling the strings in the background. So me being, you know, in the entertainment field as well, and working around a lot of these women, I'm like noticing they're not really appreciated like that. So this is a really personal for me as far as this appreciation event, because the women who I'm honoring, I know, and I have personal relationships with, and I know the power of what they do and what they have done. So it's going to be a movie. It's going to be dope.
Can you tell us some of the people that you're going to have there?
So we're going to have Mandy B, who's a huge podcaster. She was formerly a part of the Joe Budden network. We're having a special honoree, which is Angela Yee. We have a female artist named Brooklyn, another female artist named Billy B, who had that song with Lola Brooke, Don't Play With It. We got Chastity Cox, who's one of the biggest publicists in the game. We have EK the Mogul, who's a big marketer at BET. We have, who else have we got?
Chastity.
Chastity,
all right.
We also have, I said EK the Mogul, Brooklyn, Angela Yee. We're doing a special mention also of Jess Hilarious from The Breakfast Club. I think that's about it. And it's 11 women all together that are being honored. And like I said, I know all of them personally. We have Sherry John as well, who's a dope, phenomenal R&B singer. She also helped me organize this event as well.
Now, what was the significance? Like, I mean, I know you touched on it a little bit, but the significance of having this event, besides it being Women's History Month, Women Appreciation Month, what's the significance for you?
Significance for me is the fact that it was women who made me who I am, honestly speaking. It really wasn't men. Men were absent in my life coming up, growing up, where I'm from. And no matter what happened, no matter what ill decision I made, no matter how far left I went, no matter how many times I messed up, it was always a woman who had my back. You know what I mean? Whether it was my aunts, my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, the woman that I was dating, they always had my back and had my best interest. So I personally feel like women don't get the props that they deserve in all the things that they do.
Now, you know, yeah, that.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
If someone wants to support this event, let them know how they can get tickets and the location and all that other stuff.
So you can go on eventbrite.com and look up Champion Style or The Power of She. Or if you have Instagram, you can go on my Instagram page at Champ, M-E-O, C-H-A-M-P, M-E-O, and the link is in my bio. It's plastered all over my page in my story. This will take place Saturday, March 30th at 1519 Decatur Street in Brooklyn, New York.
There you have it. Anything else you want to tell the people before I get you out of here?
Listen, everybody stay beautiful. Make sure that you do your best to express yourself. Say it loud. If there's issues, make sure you speak on it. Don't hold back, because if you hold back, ain't nothing going to change.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming through, man. I'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday, my brother. Thank you.
For sure.
All right.
That's my brother, Champ. You know, he's doing some amazing things out here. I'm supporting all amazing work 2024. I've been doing it before. It's not going to stop, but all amazing work I am supporting. And I would like for you guys, once again, this is the flyer of it, The Power of She. All the information right there is on the flyer. You could go to his page at Champ M-E-O for the links, for the Eventbrite links and all that other stuff, so you could get in the building. Now, I have a rally coming up May 1st, 12 p.m. at 2 Broadway. It is a MTA Safety and Assault Rally. Everyone is invited. We're talking about strap hangers. We're talking about workers. We're talking about people in the community. We're talking about clergy. We're talking about other unions. Everyone who's affiliated with taking the subways, the buses, this is for us. This is the only rally that we will have for us. We have been doing it consistently. The RSVP link is in the description of this video. I just need a basic head count of how many people is coming. I know some people who didn't reserve the link. It's all good, but just hit the link for me just to let me know that you're coming, because it's going to be a very, very, very important event, because we see what's happening on our subways and all this other stuff. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. And there's nothing that's going to make it better unless we start elevating our voices. Now, let's get into some news real quick. As y'all know, congestion pricing was passed. So these are the numbers that you will be paying when you are in that congestion zone. Large trucks, $36. Small trucks, $24. Passenger vehicles, $15. Motorbike, $7.50. Ride share, $2.50. Taxis, $125. So there you have it. If you slept on this, or you're upset that this is happening and you didn't say anything, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, because it's going through. Now, one thing that they did do that I'm not mad at is that if you're going along the West Side Highway or the FDR and you're not going in below 60th Street, you will not be charged. I am not mad at that at all, but I do not agree with congestion pricing. I don't think that it's not going to do anything to not stop the congestion. I honestly think that probably like in 5 years, they're going to expand the zone, probably like from 60th to 110th, and it's going to be a whole different type of debacle there. Now, what I would like to get into, like I said, I normally do my show on politics, labor stuff, transit, but I want to touch on, why is 50 Cent so mad at Diddy? Like, I knew it had to be some type of backstory or something with that, and I was kind of like confused as to, I know 50 comes off as a bully sometimes, but I'm like, there has to be something deeper there for 50 to continue to go at Puff Daddy. Like, see, I'm I'm kind of like old school now, so I'm from the Puff Daddy era. I don't really know this Diddy stuff, right? So this is why I'm figuring 50 Cent is mad. 50 Cent's baby mama, Daphne Joy, is named as Diddy's sex worker in bombshell lawsuit from ex-employees, shedding new light on bitter rift between the rappers. I knew it had to be because of a woman. I knew it. I knew there had to be another backstory as to why 50 Cent was mad at Diddy, right? And this business is grimy. You know, it seemed like with the men in entertainment, they get a thrill having someone else leftovers. They get a thrill out of that. Now, if you go on social media right now, 50 Cent, you know, he doesn't hold back. Anybody get it with him. So now he's saying that he's going to take his baby mother to court for custody over their son and all that other stuff. He's throwing shots at her and throwing shots, more shots at Diddy, talking about you ain't know she was a sex worker and all this other stuff. It gets real messy. But as you guys know, what's happening with Puffy right now is very serious. They had like army SWAT teams go through his home, and I didn't know it was bad like they saying it was until I seen these pictures. They ransacked his home, knocking things over. They broke down doors, and look at that. They took the doors off the hinges and things like that. Why when they do these things, they destroy your home? Like, what does that accomplish? Like, I never got why they did that. I never got why they do that. Now, there's many speculations as to why Diddy is going through this. When it first happened, people was like, oh, he must didn't pay his Illuminati bill, things of that nature. I think there may be some truth to that. I really think that there may be some truth to that. But actually, Uncle Luke, he went on live, I think yesterday, and he put out a video explaining why this may be happening to Puffy. And I want y'all to let me know what you think in the comments. I'm going to play the Luke video right now. Check it out.
When you go and you get these billions and you see them put you up on a pedestal, that's because they put you up on a pedestal. They made you the guy. They place you on every network. They sold you to all y'all on here. They gave you 5 million followers. They put all this, they dress you up like a fucking hoe on the street. They gave you the Bugattis. They gave you the mansions on two different coasts. They put you up on a pedestal because they need you. It's like some pimp shit. When you got your main girl, you dress her up and she look like this and look like that and do this and you march her into the big room. I'm telling you. So when they put you on that motherfucking pedestal, and then you start thinking it's about you, and you want to take over their shit, those people look bad like this. Hold on, who the fuck do you think he is? Oh, we'll show you better than we can tell you. Then they'll try to reason with you, and they'll talk to your manager, because your manager look like them, and they'll be like, hey, man, tell your man to chill out. You know, and then the manager come in and he's trying to keep his job. Hey, guys, calm down. And then you go walk around like it's all about you. You got all the cars and the mansions and the jets and all the yachts and all this and all the people running around. You talking about, yeah, yeah, yeah. And now you want to fight. Now you want to bite the hand feeds you. Don't your mama ever always tell you that? Your mama say, never bite the hand that feeds you. And so this is how the major corporation, when you try to, now you put a lawsuit in. Bam, lawsuit. Fuck that shit. I'm suing their ass. I'm taking their company down. Fuck that shit. They taking my brand and my name and likeness, and they making millions of dollars. I want out of this contract. And now, mind you, these people on the stock market, they stock go down 5%, that just cost them some billions. So they're looking at this motherfucker to the shareholders. This motherfucker is affecting our stock. They got to hold on. You just fucked up some billions of dollars. These are major corporations that are on the stock market that you can affect their stock and cost them in one day billions of dollars by having their stock drop because your sneakers, you telling people you don't want them selling your sneakers. Or you don't want them selling, they stealing money from you, ain't paying you off the liquor. Them people like, hold the fuck on. Okay, get the lawsuit. Now when you get the lawsuit, you got to go to the judge, state judge. They definitely own the state judge because they're going to buy the number one law firm who put the most money into the state judge, into the local judge campaign to make him the local judge. Big bank take little bank. It goes back to CeeLo. The federal judge, they're going to then find out what senator and congressman that called the president to say, I need an appointment for my federal judge, because how do you get an appointment for a federal judge is because I'm a major donor. And, hey, man, I got a friend of mine that's a judge, man, on the circuit level. Man, I would love for him to be a federal judge, and I'm going to max out in your campaign. Matter of fact, I'm going to generate a couple hundred thousands or $1 million to put in your campaign. You win the seat. You then call up the president. President then say, hey, look here, man, nominate this motherfucker right here. So now you got a fucking judge in here. You got the state judge. So then now you black man who don't own these people company, you want to talk all your cash money shit. And you want to go after these people, what ends up happening? They start the smear campaign because they down with the media. They got to smear you before you go into the courtroom of your peers. They go, okay, we can't settle with this dude. We can't go have no voice of reason. He want to act crazy. Now we're going to go after you. Now we're going to call up our same senator. Hey, man, I need you, man, go issue a search warrant, man. I need you to drag this motherfucker in the hood. That's what we call. I want you to drag his ass. I want you to have all kind of allegations. So by the time he come in this courtroom, he going to wish he didn't know. We're going to take every fucking dime you got. Because we made you. You didn't make us, goddammit. You fuck with my stock. You fuck with my money. You fuck with me. I'm going to fuck with you. I'm going to break your ass down to the lowest term. That's how this shit goes, boss. So when you fuck with them people and put that bread in your pocket that made you, they're gonna take you down to the lowest terms. Sound like the movie Scarface. Bingo. That's how they do. So you go, you just smeared your name. By the time you get in the courtroom, you lost already because you're sitting up there with a jury looking at you like you're a fucking pedophile, and you probably ain't never touched a little girl in your life. And you're trying to sue this major corporation, this major respectable corporation, and they're going to say how many people they employ, how many people, and half the people on the jury drink their shit. Half of the people on the jury, children walking around with their paraphernalia on. You get ready to sue them, and they'd have made you, through the media, they'd have made you a crazy man, and they'd have made you.
Y'all think Uncle Luke was making sense? I think Uncle Luke was making a whole bunch of sense regarding this Puffy thing. I think he was making a whole bunch of sense, you know, with what he was saying, because we've seen Puffy on his high horse plenty of times. You know, he's on top of the world and things of that nature. We have seen that. That's a fact. We have seen that. We've seen Puffy show out. We've seen Puffy act crazy. We've seen Puffy very cocky and arrogant. We've seen that. Not saying there's something wrong with it, but we've seen it. I knew, I ain't gonna lie, I knew that. I was curious as to why Puffy changed his name to Brother Love. I was curious. I don't know what's going on, but enough of the Puffy. I want to show y'all some, I think this is in Japan. I want to show y'all some Japan innovation when it comes to the subway. Let me show y'all that video real quick.
New York City really got to take notes for real. Because look at that compared to this. What is this? What is this going to do? All this, like, what is that? Like, come on. All of that is tragic.
So this blogger basically made a video showing you how Japan protects people from falling onto the tracks versus New York City Transit. New York City Transit, I don't know who made – I have a good idea of who makes decisions, but they need to get out of here. They come up with the most silliest, most expensive contraptions that makes absolutely no sense at all. No sense at all. Look, let me play that again. Check it out, man.
New York City really got to take notes for real. Because look at that compared to this. What is this? What is this going to do? All this, like, what is that? Like, come on. All of that is tragic.
Insane. I mean, we are the largest transportation system in the world, but we don't have the smartest executives in the world. It's sad. It's really sad what New York City Transit is doing. And y'all know that I cannot talk about New York City Transit without some real crimes going on. So I don't know how this got past me, but on February 29th, there was an attempted, I'm going to say R word for the algorithm. Somebody tried to assault a female in the subway. She was 20 years old, and it says a 20-year-old woman fought off a creep who punched her in the face and tried to R her on a Queens subway platform as a security guard intervened in the disturbing attack. A group-followed woman off an F train that had just pulled into the 169th Street station in Jamaica around 12:10 a.m. Saturday, police said. And would y'all believe that the MTA, I made a video like this before about attempted R words, I mean not attempted, of substantiated R words that happened in the system. And don't you know right now on, they trying to fire me behind that right now for reporting on it. Company is so diabolical. Why wouldn't, and I bet you, this is y'all first time hearing, especially the workers, especially the women workers. This is the first time that you probably heard of that was on the show just now. And the MTA do not want me to report on these stories. They want me to not say anything, and they want you to be left in the dark. That's what the MTA does. And we not done with the crime. This happened just today. This happened just today. Today is the 28th. This happened just today. 44-year-old man attacked with glass bottle at Columbus Circle Station. How can anyone get attacked at Columbus Circle Station when there's multiple police? It's a big station, right? So let me get to the next picture. Upper West Side, Manhattan. Police are looking for a suspect who attacked a man with a glass bottle in Manhattan on Wednesday. The 34-year-old victim was struck in the face by the suspect just over 10:15 p.m. at the 59th Street Columbus Circle Station. The man sustained a minor laceration to the head and was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital. Officials say he is in stable condition. The suspect fled the scene. No arrests have been made. How can that happen? How can you bust somebody in the head with a bottle at 59th Street Columbus Circle when that station should be crawling with police? All right, if you bust somebody in the head, you shouldn't get far. You shouldn't get far. But I'm telling you, the deployment of NYPD at this place, it's shameful. It is shameful. Now, go get into some more crime. This didn't happen in the subway, but did you guys hear about the road rage incident in Staten Island where another car was chasing another car? Guy got out with a machete And little did he know, the person he was having a road rage incident with was a retired NYPD police officer. I have that video exclusively. This video is exclusive. I'm quite sure y'all never seen it. It's very disturbing, and that's why I don't spend time arguing with people in cars, because you never know what's going to happen. But I want y'all to see this clip right here. Check it out. Did y'all see how crazy that was? I mean, he chased the car down, hopped out with a machete, but he did not know who he was hopping out on. And I tell my family members all the time, do not argue with people in cars. Do not do that, because you do not know what they have on them. You don't know what type of day they having. You don't know what's on their mind. You don't know anything. If someone is acting erratic on the road, you let them go. You let them go. I'm going to play the video one more time, because I know it happened kind of quick. But check it out. They say when you campaign, you get elected. You got elected, right? That's something that you do not do, and, you know, that's crazy. Now, I want to touch on something that the NYPD is trying to do a sleight of hand on. Oh, and by the way, I reached out to Deputy Commissioner Kaz Daughtry, and I asked him to come be a guest on the show. He has not gotten back to me yet. I'm going to reach out to some of my friends to reach out to them, because I want to have a conversation about crime and safety in the subways. And for some reason, they think crime and safety in the subways have everything to do with weapons or, you know, shootings and things of that nature. No, if people do not feel safe, they're not going to take the system, right? And there, I'm going to show you guys these videos. I got some videos to play. And I want to know, would you ride on a train with these people? They don't have no weapons. It's pretty crazy. But would you feel safe riding with these people? Now, I'm going to play the first video, and y'all let me know what you think. Whenever I see these type of videos, it tells me one thing. There's no police presence in the subways. He's freely smoking. He's doing what he wants. He feels that nobody's going to tell him what to do. And let's be honest, what the police do most of the time is that they don't remove these people from the system. They take them off the train, especially if the train crew call it in. They take these people off the train, and then they put them on the platform, and then they make them get in another train. NYPD needs to change that. Because that is a major issue here in New York City Transit. Now, let me get to the next video. And trust me, these videos get worse as I go on. Check it out.
This is 149th Street. Friends Problem. Friends Store is available.
New York. Openly smoking crack on the train. Like the lady said, this is New York. This is New York. I mean, people are not even being discreet on what they're doing because there's truly no enforcement on the trains. Yes, everybody worrying about the turnstile, rightfully so. They worrying about the platform, rightfully so. But why isn't anyone worrying about the platforms? I mean, worrying about the trains, right, themselves? The police actually put people on trains. Like I said, once removing them from one train, they will put it on somebody else's train. Now, this next video I'm going to show blew y'all minds out the water because I'm quite sure the women on that train were afraid. I'm pretty sure the women on the train were afraid. So check out this next video because it is insane. Let's go. And just to think, congestion pricing is coming very soon, right? Who will want to ride in a subway system with people who are acting like that? The customers don't have to see a gun. They don't have to see a violent act. They just have to see something like that to say, oh, no, I am good. I am good. I'm not riding with nobody like that. I don't feel safe with someone doing that. And like I said, when police come, they will take that individual off the train, stay with them on the platform, and if everything is all good, they'll put them on the next train to act like a fool again, to terrorize and put fear in the next set of riders. But this is what they do. I want to play that video. I want y'all to let me know, how would you feel? You could call in live, 563-999-3714. If you like, let's have a discussion. But let me play that again. Insane. There's absolutely no excuse as to why something like that is happening. Absolutely no excuse. Now, there's some good news from the Adams administration, right? I kind of like the direction that this is going. And, you know, the first place I had seen this was at the governor's State of the State speech. I was like, what kind of devices is this? Now, those devices that I'm talking about are firearm scanners that they are putting in the subways. Yes, it's coming. They are creating, they created some device, some scanners that could tell if you have a firearm on you. Now, the news was in the news today. Mayor Eric Adams to unveil gun scanner pilot program for New York City subway system. And what it says is, on Thursday, New York City Mayor Eric Adams will announce a pilot program to use freestanding scanners to detect guns entering subway stations. The city has been looking at technology it can use with the MTA's existing camera systems to detect weapons, specifically guns. This pilot program is the first step in that process. Now, I'm going to actually play the video of this scanner in use. Now, they cannot put these scanners in the subways until 90 days. There's some type of law that is going along with that. So they can't put that in there now, but it's coming. It's coming, and I'm not mad at it. And like I said, I'm going to, matter of fact, play what it said on the news before I get into the official video. Let's get it.
Are expecting to make another subway safety announcement later this morning. Mayor Adams is going to unveil a pilot program to detect guns in subway stations. The city will be using this high-tech, this technology from a company called Evolve Technology, which will also be in place at Citi Field on opening day tomorrow. The city has been looking at technology it can use with the MTA's camera system to detect weapons, specifically guns.
So before I play the video, I'm going to get to some callers real quick. Like I said, the phone lines are open tonight. Call in live, 563-999-3714. I am asking all callers to please keep your comments to maximum 2 minutes. Maximum 2 minutes. No promoting other people, other things. We want to keep it on what this show is about, and that's that. I got a few people on the line right now. Let me just take one. Let's make it happen. 6483, I think this is Celso, man. What's going on, Celso?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Celso Garcia, outspoken guy, but I'm going to keep it under 2 minutes today. Happy Holy Thursday. Happy Good Friday for all those people that celebrate. And I have an obligation to speak the truth. I'm going to answer two of your questions that you asked during the show. One, who runs the system? Who runs the system is those people that do not take the system. Everyone on the MTA board, they're all millionaires, and they all have second jobs, third jobs, fourth jobs, and they on other boards, they all run the MTA. People that don't take the trains or have never taken the trains their whole life. The second question was, who will ride with these people that are doing these crazy stuff on the trains and on the buses? We do, as transit employees. We have no choice but to handle this and to deal with this on a daily basis. And I'm glad that people are capturing the videos and speaking the truth. Those are my 2 points today. And I want everyone to be safe and to protect yourself and be safe out there, wherever you are in the transit system or in New York City right now. Please be safe. Make it home to your families. That's the most important thing. And the truth shall set you free. That's what I want people to know. And I know that a lot of these people would crucify Jesus if they could, but they don't run. The common person doesn't run this system, or a person that has rolled the system their whole life runs this system. And thank you, and have a good day. And I hope that one day the common person that rides the system will be able to have some input into this system. Have a good night, Tramiel.
Thank you. Thank you. That was great. Kept the comments, the 2 minutes on point, more on topic. I love it that way. I love it that way. Now, what I want to show you guys, I want to get what they show you. They give you an exhibit of these scanners that's going to be in the subways, and I think that is very intriguing. So check it out.
Coming to the show, they sound like a good singer, and they don't turn their chair around. And then when they turn the chair around, they say, listen, you know, come back next time, keep working on your skills. You know, you have some potential. This time we turned our chair around, but they may not win. But we want to test them out. So, Mike, Vlad, Scott, Brad, you ready? Let's do it. You guys ready? All right. We'll do it one more time. I'll just turn my computer again. Okay. Go ahead, Mike. Go slow. Hold on a second, back. Okay. Vlad? Scott? Brad? It takes 3 seconds for a scan. Correct. The copy on the other scan watching this iPad. So Mike and his backpack on. He has cell phones, wallet, and other electronics in there. It did not go off. All right? Mike, go through one more time.
Okay.
Vlad has two cell phones, and he also has a loaded gun, which is a red gun. These are the guns that we train with when we practice at the academy. Go ahead, Mike. Walk through. That's a real gun, but it doesn't have the firing pin in it. Scott? Yes. It said it.
Right here.
Let's
show where the gun is. That box there? Hold on. So, he had a gun on his right side. That box there is showing you where the gun is.
And like Commissioner Gerber said, we're only allowed to search this area, investigate this area where the alert is alerted on.
And so on his left side, he has like a telephone. He has his phone on his right side also. But if we were to put it on his left side, it would not detect. It's showing you where the gun is located. Okay?
Next
now
one.
He's going to put his phone on his left side. Walk one more time, please. Okay? So if they click on his phone, which is an electronic device, it clicks on where the gun is located.
And we'll do Scott one more time. That's all he has. And Scott's going to make his train like it stopped. All right. And then we're going to go with Brad. All right, Brad. Brad's got a Glock. There's Scott. And Brad's not going to make it to work today. It's going off of the metal, the barrel length. It's the whole, you can reach out to Evolve Communications team. They'll give you the whole breakdown, but it's going off of the metal shape. It also does revolvers as well. So this technology has evolved in the last 2 years. I think that is going to make New Yorkers lower their level of security, knowing that we're going to be doing this. I think this technology is going to help keep people safe, and we're also going to explore other companies and other technology, how we can use and implement into the transit system to keep riders safe.
I love that question. I thought y'all planted that question to somebody. Yes. We have to wait 90 days before we implement this technology, which is a post act. You got to wait 90 days. Think about it. 90 days. Idealism collides with realism.
Okay.
Now, I like I said before, I do think that this is a great idea. I think it's an excellent idea. But they said that it detects the metals. The metal of the gun or whatever the case is. As we know, there's another serious problem called ghost guns out there, which is made out of 3D printers. Would this device capture that? I haven't heard anyone ask that, but I'm curious myself. Will it work, right? But what do y'all think about that? What do y'all think about ghost, these scanners being in the system? And I didn't play the whole entire video because it was 30 minutes. But what they were saying is that if someone does see the scanners, they can walk out. The police can't go after them. They don't have to walk through the scanners. And if something does go off, they only allowed to search that area. That's it. And my first time ever seeing these scanners was when I went to the State of the State address a couple of months ago. With Governor Kathy Hochul, I was not with her, but I went to her State of the State address, and they had those same scanners there, and that was the first time I had seen them live. But this is a step in the right direction, but will it make the system safe? I say no. It will not make the subway system safe because they don't plan on having these scanners at every entrance in the subway system. Now, you would have to be a fool to walk through those scanners with a gun on you. Now, I'm quite sure there's going to be a fool to do it. But they're not watching the news. They're not paying attention to current events. And they're not watching Progressive Action TV, right? They don't even know what's going on. There's stupid criminals out there. There's stupid executives out there. There's stupid people everywhere, right, in every faction of the world. Now, but like I said, you got to be foolish to go through there. Now, they are not going to walk through that. These scanners are not going to be at every station. Right, it's going to be worthless. Where they gonna put this at? And where they was at Fulton Street with that? Nobody getting on a train with a blicky at Fulton Street. They go get on that new lot somewhere. They go get on at Gates Avenue on the J. They go get on at Utica on the A. They go get on at Church Avenue in Flatbush. That's what they getting on at. They ain't getting on at Fulton Street. All of that is just to make the elites feel safe. The people who live over there. Get to the next caller.
Hello?
Caller 5254. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yes, hello. Hi. My name is Trune, and I am calling from Brooklyn.
What's on your mind? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, I'm calling because I'm kind of puzzled. They're showing this grand show of people walking through with firearms. That's all well and dandy. But anyone that knows anything about a career criminal, which are the ones that's doing all of this craziness, they don't have holsters. Nor are they dumb enough to hide it where it can be seen. It's hidden within the cavity of their body. So do these scanners pick that up?
Yeah, it could be anywhere. It's not the holders. They saying that they could detect the gun anywhere on their body. Anywhere. It could be in their boot. It could be on their waist. It could be in their jacket. It don't matter what it's being held in. It's just that the scanner could pick it up.
No, it's not about being held in their waistband or wherever.
No, it could be anywhere. The scanner is going to pick up the gun regardless. That's how they selling it. So, you know, it is what it is with that.
Inside their cavity and their butt. Excuse me for being vulgar, but inside.
That's what they said. They said that this scanner will detect the metal. It will detect the metal. That's what they're saying. And whatever type of science is behind it, that's what they're saying. Maybe they need to have someone to try to put a firearm in their butt and see if it works. I want to know what kind of firearm you can stick in your butt.
You would be surprised. Let's just say that.
All right, that's your only question?
That's all. I was just curious about that. Thank you so much for answering. Have a great night.
All right, no problem. You too. Thank you. Let me get to the next caller. Caller 2550-2550. You're now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's going on, Brother T2? Train operator Craig, how are you?
What's going on, bro? What's on your mind?
Well, first things first, I would like to send my condolences to the family, to the officer that passed away senselessly the other day. That was unnecessary, and, you know, I hope that they figure out a way somewhere in the city to this thing work. As far as the scanners, if they are showing us these scanners right now, trust me that they have been analyzing different companies for at minimum 18 months. But if you keep track of what has been transpiring the last 18 to 24 months, it just hasn't been enough outcry from the public. There hasn't been enough blood on the streets. And this is one of the ways that, you know, if you're tyrannical, this is the way that it works. And we have to be very, very careful about these scanners, because they might be showing it to us in the subway, but don't think for one second that their vehicles will not be equipped with it. Don't think that their drones will not be equipped with it. You might even have a couple of D officers that's equipped with it. So how far are we willing to take it? Because in not being careful of what we're asking for, they could take it as far as they want to. So at some point, we do have to find a way to say, hey, look, we're willing to get the safety, but ask, you know, the questions, how far are you willing to go with this, or how far is this technology going to go? And even if they lie to us or they try to give us the smoke and mirrors, I encourage everybody to visit websites like A16Z and Y Combinator, because a lot of this technology that these elites invest in are sitting right there on those sites. And one of them being Palantir, another one being Uber. We have to see where this technology is being supported from and who it's being supported by.
I agree. And you made some good points with the, you know, they're going to release, you know, they ain't going to release everything. And I remember probably like 10 years ago, they was talking about having vans on the street with some type of special camera that could see if someone has a weapon on them. And this was like 10 years ago. So I'm quite sure that technology is out there now. How we know they're not using it? How we know that some of these stops that they catching people with guns, that there's not an unmarked car using this device and then calling the police to make a stop or find a reason to make a stop? We don't know that. But I agree with you. The drones, other vehicles that will have cameras that could spot concealed weapons and things of that nature, that's a real concern. I agree.
And just to end it off, because I know I only have, way less than 2 minutes now, is, you know, I agree with you with, you know, criminals being a fool, but you'd be very, very surprised. They may not have YouTube accounts, but, brother, there are plenty of criminals that watch Progressive Action. There are plenty of criminals that have friends that are NYPD, corrections, friends with the governors. Don't think for one second that these dudes don't read the news and they are not on these websites. Trust me, they knew. Matter of fact, the dudes in the prisons knew about that technology before you put it on your show.
That's
so
a fact. I agree.
With that being said, no, all of them, majority of them are not foolish. They have made some foolish decisions in their life, but they are far from stupid, because it's way harder. It's way harder for them to avoid police activity than for people like yourself and myself. Thank you very much, brother. I appreciate the moment.
No problem. Thanks for calling in. That's my brother, LaShawn. He brought up a great point that we can't think that this is where it's going to stop and that's where it's going to start. So you have companies or whatever like that, organizations like the Civil Liberties Organization, that would definitely say something about, you know, police using drones and cars to try to see if people got weapons on them and things of that nature. Now, for all the local 100 people, when I played that that example of people walking through the scanners, we had a union rep there. It was Robert Kelly from Stations that was there, and it was so embarrassing. They didn't allow him to speak. Why are you at a press conference to be a hanger-on? Why do these other entities, the mayor office, NYPD, and all these other entities look at our union as being weak? Why would you be there and you not talking? Now, the camera kept rolling, and it was embarrassing, Robert Kelly, to see your reaction of running to the mayor with a Kool-Aid smile. It's embarrassing. There's no integrity in our union. Y'all just happy to be there, but y'all not putting in no work to fight. I want to show everybody what this looks like.
You, the officer, as in any situation, see something in plain view and can take action.
Mr. Mayor, as soon as that camera went off, I'm going to play it again because I know it's quick. As soon as that Mayor Adams got off of the podium, Robert Kelly come with the Kool-Aid smile like, bro, you're not elected to do that. Like, I'm telling you, our union reps are around for what they call that? Photo ops and to tell a family, yeah, you know, I was talking to the mayor today and, you know, I was at a press conference with them. Come on, man. That's the problem that we have with our union leadership. They happy to be in places. They want to tell a family, hey, you know, and some of them already outperformed themselves. Let's keep it 100. Some of them already outperformed. They couldn't even vision what they doing right now for their lives. They just got on their knees and kissed the right behinds and got to the places that they wanted to do. They wanted to be with no integrity. And that's what we see. That's what we see. Absolutely no integrity in our union. No integrity. Now, I was scrolling through social media today, and I ran across a video, the rapper Sean. Sean right now is a political leader in Belize, and he said something that resonated with me so much because it reminds me of the relationship between the union administration and us members. And I want to share this video with you guys, so check it out.
His budget rebuttal, opposition leader Honorable Shine Barrow condemned this UP government for its philosophy of keeping the people poor and desperate so their support could be bought at election time.
There are some politicians that want to keep the people of Belize illiterate, uneducated, unskilled, dependent, and desperate. This drip feed philosophy that keeps the population dependent on government, successive governments, they never get anywhere. So when election time comes, they could come with the money from foreign governments. They could come with the BTB $50 million bond. And they could come with all of the public's coffers. They put the public in a position where they are impoverished, where they are desperate. And then they come back to them and give them what belongs to them, Madam Speaker. We have to change that. If you,
what Sean said right there was so on point, right? When you look at what our union administration does, they don't educate us. They don't tell us the real issues. They don't bring us in. They don't have us being a part of anything consequential. But they want us there to hold up signs for them. They want us there at the lobby days. They want us there at the party and BS situations, right? Nothing substantial, right? And I've been saying this for years. This is being done on purpose. Part of the reason, or I would say the main reason why the local 100 administration does not like this program is because I spend a lot of time educating my coworkers. I spend a lot of time educating the coworkers. They want to keep you in a certain zone. They want to be the end-all, be-all of all communication. They don't want nobody telling them that they wrong. I've coined a phrase to say that the union administration wants to be corrupt in peace. They want to be corrupt, and they don't want nobody to say anything about them being corrupt. They have lied to us. They have gaslit us. They have shown us that they cannot be in solidarity with us. They have sold us down the river, being in bed with management when it comes to our contracts and things of that nature. And it's only a handful of us that's really saying something about that. But as you could tell by the numbers that's happening across my platforms, members are starting to listen. Members are starting to share the content because now more members are starting to care about what's happening with their union. And that's what it comes down to. Karen, I get that. You know, everybody want to do their eight and skate and go home to their family. I get it. You want to leave work at work, but we don't have one of those type of jobs where you can leave work at work, because leaving work at work is part of the reason why the union administration get away with what they get away with. This is a fact. This is a fact. And we just cannot continue to move in this direction that we're moving in. What they say, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We got to stop being insane. We can't continue to operate the same type of way and think that the union administration is going to change, think that they're going to care, think that they go stop selling us out. If we don't change, they don't change. It's as simple as that. It is as simple as that. Now, I am so grateful to all of the viewers that we have viewing our show, because it was a lot of time and work and dedication that went into these shows for these past 8 years, right? And I've recently just started to say, you know what, I got to study more. I got to get more into the analytics and see what's happening and get the program to grow. So you're going to hear a lot more from my team. You go on this right here, you're going to hear more from Drummond. You go hear more from Jason. You go hear more from Nuke. We're going to diversify this thing. I want to get people who like to write articles. You could help write articles on progressiveaction.info, right? If you're good at editing, you could help out with that. If you're good at promoting, you could help out with that. Contact me, progressiveaction100@gmail.com. If you got a question, comment, or concern, you could hit me up, progressiveaction100@gmail.com, right? But we're going to make this thing bigger than ever. Now, I see that there's a lot of people watching right now, especially our YouTubers. Can the YouTubers please subscribe right now? When I check for my data, I have like 6,000, 10,000 viewers who's viewing me who's not subscribed to the channel, but they come and view it. Please subscribe to the channel and turn on your notification bell. I just sent the email out for Reverend Al Sharpton. His team is saying he's going to come on his platform in May. That's perfect. I'm getting with my celebrity friends. I'm going to introduce them to Progressive Action so we can amplify our voices. My political friends, I'm working on a whole bunch of things to diversify the platform. I'm still trying to put together that financial literacy show, where I'm going to have someone from a financial company, I think it's Prudential, but they can't, it's a certain way by law they have to maneuver because they have a license. So I'm going to try to navigate those waters so we can do it properly so everyone can be happy. And, you know, we can learn some things. We can do some things. But I think I did a show every day this week. Every day this week. And it's like nightly news now. It's like nightly news, and I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone who sent me information to talk about. You guys motivate me. You guys make me come in front of this camera to give you guys the information and to give you my comments and my thoughts on it. You know, I know a lot of people support me. They support the team, Progressive Action. We are not going anywhere. We're only going to get bigger, continue to grow. We do want to get new people involved into the platform. If you have a particular skill set, like I said, if you're good at writing articles, you can send me a sample at progressiveaction100@gmail.com. Video editing, graphic making, whatever it may be, if you have any resources that you feel may be beneficial to the platform, I would greatly appreciate that. And like I said, you could donate to the platform right there, Progressive Action 100. That's Cash App. Like I said, all the YouTube people, please hit that subscribe button. Hit it right now. Hit it right now. Hit that subscribe button. A lot of people watching on Twitter right now, make sure that you retweet it, Facebook, share it out to your groups, Instagram. If you share out the platform, I'm going to post it up there. It's live right now, but I got to go behind the scenes to officially post it. Tag a friend in the comments. Get them to watch the videos. Put it in your stories. All the love and support is greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. I'll catch you guys later. Peace.